It is 3:06 on September 13th, 2024. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of Coquitlam, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. Listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from Google or App Store, depending on your device. Welcome to episode 35 of the Steve Chong Show in 2024, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Sorry I'm running behind because there were a lot of traffic jam on my 144, which I took because there are 12-minute gaps for production bound trains. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on the SFU Athletics, feature on the SFU Red Leaves Hockey, report on the Northwest League, updates on the Man Cup 2024, an interview about the Trans Mountain expansion with the latest, with the latest on the Surrey Place transition. First up is Granddaddy's Blue Wave with Cabin in My Mind after the following messages.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Welcome back. First up is Granddaddy's Blue Wave with Cabin in My Mind.
To the cabin of my mind.
that was Cabin in My Mind from Granddaddy's Blue Wave. I'd like to comment on the SF Athletics at this time. Three games were on tap for September 7th, along with two events. The Red Leafs men's soccer blanked the Stanislaus Warriors 3-0 with goals from Mads Paulsen at 3:56, Kian Proctor at 28:20, and Koji Poon at 54:09 on Angel Ruiz Hernandez, with Jordan Thorson earning a clean sheet on four saves where there were eight yellow cards issued, two for SFU, at Saints Field in Lacey, Washington. Meanwhile, the Red Leafs volleyball swept away the Vanguard Lions, based in Costa Mesa, California, in three straight sets at Golden Gymnasium in San Diego, California, as SFU went 3-1 in the San Diego Invitational. The Red Leafs women's soccer capped off September 7th with a 2-0 win over the visitors Stanislaus State Warriors at Terry Fox Field. Reagan McKenzie opened the scoring at 15:25, followed by Sarah Carabata at 34:34 on Malia Allen, who was replaced by Natalia Ochoa in the second half, as Sarah Lowen earned a clean sheet with four saves but was replaced by Jesse Spurrell at 75:08. Also on September 7th, SFU swimming teams held a barbecue followed by their first swimming practice the next day, according to their Facebook and Instagram pages. Furthermore, two SFU women's basketball alumna were honored at Langley Event Center in the 2023 BC Basketball Hall of Fame, according to its webpage. Danny Langford and Jessica Kozlowska, now Jessica Mayhew. The SFU women's basketball and alumni Instagram pages posted a photo of the event on September 8th. On September 9th, the Great Northwest Athletic Conference recognized three Red Leafs as players of the previous week. Kate Smith, who plays defense in SFU women's soccer, was the only Red Leaf to play 180 minutes, equivalent of two full games, as SFU blanked Cal State East Bay 1-0 after getting six offside calls and Stanislaus State 2-0 after earning three offside calls. Jordan Thorson, a goalkeeper for SFU men's soccer, led GNAC with 10 saves and just one goal allowed for a save percentage of 909 as the Red Leafs tied Westmont 1-1 in Thorson's collegiate debut, followed by the 3-0 win over Stanislaus. And last not but the least is Mason Unger of SFU Volleyball, who made 5.2 digs per set for a total of 78 in four matches, along with 17 assists, four service aces, as the Red Leafs went 3-1. Four events occurred on September 10th. SFU Athletics and Recreation announced a three-year partnership with MMP, which provides accounting and business consultations, among other services. MMP has had a long history with SFU beyond its athletics and recreation, as MMP offered SFU students scholarships, co-ops, and career opportunities after graduations. Swimming teams had a lecture for the upcoming season, according to their Facebook, Instagram pages, while cross-country teams had their media days, according to the SFU Athletics Instagram page, on September 10th. On September 11th, the SFU Women's Basketball announced its annual coaching program, which will happen on October 25th, headed by the head coach, Bruce Langford, according to the SFU Women's Basketball Instagram pages. Also, according to the SFU Athletics Facebook and Instagram pages, the 44th annual Marathon of Hope for Terry Fox took place at SFU Stadium on September 11th. Three games were on tap for September 12th, after SFU swimming teams held their workout sessions. The Red Leafs volleyball were edged 3-2 by the Cal State Golden Eagles at Nicholson Arena in Ellensburg, Washington. The Red Leafs women's soccer blanked the Reggie's Rangers 3-0 with two goals from Isabella Muzzolini at 32:58, at 63:55, and Eve Fontaine at 86:14, all on Maggie Payne, who faced six shots, with Sarah Lowen earning a clean sheet on two saves at Reggie's Turf Fields in Denver, Colorado, where one yellow card was issued, followed by a red, both to Andy Rallins for Regis. Meanwhile, the Red Leafs men's soccer fell 2-0 to the Chico State Warriors, with goals from Vasilos Sirangelas at 35:48 and Preston Moore at 82, both on Jordan Thorson, who faced four shots, with Emmanuel Padella earning a clean sheet on three saves at University Soccer Stadium in Chico, California, where seven yellow cards were issued, three for SFU at University Soccer Stadium in Chico, California. Sorry for the repeat. There is one game tonight as the Red Leafs volleyball takes on number 10 Cal Poly Pomona as part of the Central Washington Invitational in Ellensburg, Washington. The tip-off is at 4:30 p.m.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002, CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Here are the current men's soccer standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. No intra-conference games have been played as of yet. Western Oregon is first at 2-1, Montana State Billings, Simon Fraser, and Western Washington are in a three-way tie for second at 1-1-1 record each. Seattle Pacific, 5th, 1-2, Northwest Nazarene, 6th, 0-2-1, and St. Martin's last at 0-3.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Here are the women's soccer standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference. Much like men's, no interconference games have been played as of yet. Montana State Billings are first at 3-0, much like Simon Fraser. Western Washington, third, 1-0-1. Sierra Pacific, fourth, 2-1. Central Washington, fifth, 1-1-1. Western Oregon, 6-0-1-2, St. Martin's 7-0-2, and Northwest Nazarene last at 0-3.
If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca. or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Here are the volleyball standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Western Oregon, first at 5-0, Alaska Fairbanks, second, 6-2, Montana State Billings, 4-2, third, Simon Fraser, fourth, 3-2, Alaska Anchorage, fifth, 5-4, Central Washington, 6-2-2, Northwest Nazarene, 7-3-3, Western Washington, eighth, 1-3, St. Martin's, ninth, 1-4, and Seattle Pacific, last at 0-5.
Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
Welcome back. The second band is Mady Diaz, We Are Faith. The tune is Don't Do Me Good, featuring Casey Musgraves.
Mm-hmm. closer face, who on earth would I be? Without the sleepless nights, when I turn out the lights, would you recognize me? It's getting harder and harder to breathe underwater when I know that you'll take me down.
I'd like to feature DSFA Red Leafs hockey at this time. On September 7th, the non-conference team returned to their home rink, Burnaby's Bill Copeland, for another on-ice training session, after which several players provided their nicknames, which continued the next day on September 8th, according to the SFU Hockey Facebook and Instagram pages. On September 10th, Max Potvin, a new recruit, sat down for an interview on why he chose SFU after spending the last 3 years in the British Columbia Hockey League, and clarified that the NHL great Dennis Potvin, who captained the New York Islanders to 4 consecutive Stanley Cups between 1980 and 83, is not his grandfather, but a distant relative. On the SFU Hockey's Facebook, Instagram, SFU Red Leafs Hockey Twitter pages. On September 11th, the SFU Red Leafs non-conference team released their first podcast this season, Rise in Red, anchored by Nick Torin, the play-by-play man for the SFU Red Leafs, with guest Mark Coletta, the head coach for the SFU Hockey Red Leafs team, and produced by Jake. Mark shared his thoughts on the training camp, game against UBC today, and the upcoming games against many American college teams, generally on the road. Nick and Mark followed with NFL and NHL predictions, with Jake chiming in about his favorite team, the Edmonton Oilers, who recently re-signed one of their top superstars, Leon Draisaitl, to a massive 8-year contract. On September 12th, the SFU Red Leafs non-conference team head coach Mark Coletta had an exclusive interview with the play-by-play man Nick Torin, where Coletta talked about challenges of playing top NCAA Division I teams last season, such as Boston College and Boston University. Coletta, in his 17th year with SFU Hockey, promoted the advantages of his team, which attracted 14 recruits over the summer, including 2 NCAA Division I transfers. While the SFU non-conference team is independent from any league with no guarantees, being able to play top collegiate teams has attracted many top high school hockey players. Coletta also chimed in on how players are better today than his playing days, managing 25 different attitudes, and how to grow the program with what the team did last season. Today sees the SFU non-conference Red Leafs opening their season against their crosstown rivals, the UBC Thunderbirds. The puck drop at Burnaby Spill Copeland is at 7 p.m.
A Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is a place to be, featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee. Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
Welcome to the second half of episode 35 in the